One day you'll come to the same conclusion after much study that everything is the now. Time doesn't exist. Time is only a birthing process from state to state. You'll realize that everything down here is all about bringing stuff into order. The word order goes back to ordinance, and it goes back to like the priest class, you know, bringing the truth into order, you know, rightly dividing the truth. And so if you think about your job, you're bringing stuff into order. You think about cleaning, you're bringing your house into order. You think about your finances, you're bringing them into order. You're always bringing stuff into order. Let me put this on pause and look the word order up and see if I can explain this a little bit better. Okay, so I just looked it up real quick. Didn't take me but like 10 seconds to just scroll through. So the word order is to bring, you know, when you set stuff in order, like you put stuff on the table and you set it in order, in sequence. And there's a word called primordial, the beginning. It also goes back to a religious order, right? So what are the saints doing? What are the elect saints doing? They're part of the process of bringing things into order. Sound doctrine, truth, deep truth. So there's a lot of esoteric people out there who are pointing to the demonic side and pointing to the lies of the system. But those esoteric meanings really point back to Jesus. Every esoteric meaning points back to Jesus. Deja vu. The reason deja vu exists because everything points back to the cross. You've experienced, I feel like I've been here before. Well, you have. Every moment is the same. Every day is the same. The Bible says, nothing new under the sun. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. The sun resets every day. If you really meditate on it, or think about it, or whatever words you want to throw in there, time doesn't exist. It's just a cycle. It's just a birthing cycle. There might be moment-by-moment cycles. There might be daily cycles, weekly, monthly, but they all come back and repeat. To really be able to see it, if you want to really see it and you get serious about this, you can do some fasting. Do some fasting. Because what happens is when you do fasting, you break time. Think about what I'm telling you. Time is just a cycle, the cycles of time. And so by fasting, you're breaking the food cycle. Eating is the strongest desire, right? By breaking that cycle, you're saying I'm in control of the cycles don't control me. You don't even have to do fasting for a health benefit. You can do fasting for spiritual benefit, for spiritual understanding. And when you do that, it's going to automatically give you a health benefit. Your body's regenerative. The reason the body's regenerative is because everything's regenerative. I mean, really. They won't tell you in school that you can cut 3/4 of your liver and it'll grow back. Your pancreas grows back. Your skin grows back. Your hair grows back. Your fingernails grow back. Everything in your body is regenerating. The problem is if you keep putting poison in it and you don't do any fasting, you're not allowing the body to regenerate. By fasting twice a week or every day, you're allowing your body to regenerate. And you need a rest, you know. One day a week, even though we're not under the Sabbath, because Jesus is our Sabbath, you do need a rest. Music has a rest. Everything in your life has a rest period. Today I was thinking, you know, I've got this bill coming up and I want to pay it. I can either work real hard on a gig and make the money, or I can work today or I can rest. And I said, let me just rest today and just trust that. And I pulled up the stocks and I have enough to where I can sell some stocks and pay that bill very easy. But I was pushing myself, you know. But when I took a day of rest, because I had forgotten that I had that. When I took a day of rest and I just started thinking about it, the solution was already there. I don't have to stress out about it. The solution was there. I just forgot. So when you stop and you slow down and you think about what's going on around you, you'll find out that the solution's right in front of you. Do you need $100 right now? Go downtown, just Google it in your city, and you can probably give blood, bioplasma. You can go down to your local Coliseum, and there's vendors that probably pay you $100 a day just to do events, cash money. You can go to a temp service. You can make cookies and sell them. You can make smoothies and sell them. The skills that you have right now, there's people around you, especially people who are always working and on the go. They want to just... You could go out and create some healthy smoothies, go out to your front yard, and as people driving by, put a sign, smoothies, $2, $3. Healthy smoothies, antioxidants, $3. And and they said, well, I don't have cash. So, well, you got Cash App, right? You got Venmo, right? You got Zelle, right? While you're out there with a smoothie, put some bottled water out there. Everything that you need for this life is right there, right now. The corporations are begging for people to work. And you might say, well, I don't want to be a slave to a corporation. Well, you don't have to be. You can go get the job and start working and start saving. And while you're at that job, be looking for another one or have that job in a part-time and just start building up to whatever you need. Well, how do I get to work? The buses. If you sign up for a bus, walk, bicycle, Uber. Tell the boss your first job. If you get a job, say, hey, for 2 weeks until I get my check, or a week or whatever it is there any way I can just get a ride to work for a week? And as soon as I get paid, you can deduct that out of my payment for gas or something. There's always a way to make it. Because if you think about it, God wants you to reproduce. God wants you to produce. God wants you to be in abundance. God is not a scarcity God. God is a God of abundance. And if God is a God of abundance, where's all this scarcity coming from? It's thoughts that you have from your childhood, your family, the devil's lies, the media, the fear that's in you. God is not a God of scarcity. God is a God of abundance. And so to have these thoughts of scarcity in your mind is not from Him. It's not from God. It's from the devil. It's from the dark side. These thoughts of scarcity are not from God. The Lamb slain before the foundation world. Was He a Savior then? Yes. Was he a savior 2,000 years ago? Yes. Was he a savior when you got saved? Yes. Is he a savior now? Yes. Was God an abundant God at the creation? Yes. Is God an abundant God out there where there's a nuclear blast and stuff starts growing back? Yes. Your mindset is either eternal, overarching archetypes, or your mindset is inside time, temporal, temporary, scarcity. If you think time is linear, you're going to have a scarcity mindset. You got to do it now. You don't have enough time. You got to do it now. But if you think time is just a repeat, and that God is eternal outside of time, and if you're in God, you're outside of time, then that mindset is the eternal mindset and not the scarcity mindset. Because scarcity is, you're scared. Scarcity is a scared mindset. Abundance is a faith mindset. You have to think outside your culture and your bloodline and renew your mind and think proper thoughts and bring your thoughts into order. Bring your thoughts into order to what's truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Millions of people quote that, but they don't live it day by day. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What does that mean? God is an eternal, abundant God, a provider, a savior. He always makes a way of escape. If God is an abundant God, why are you in the scarcity mindset? God is an unlimited God. Does the tree over there across the street think in scarcity? No, the tree's not a scarcity mindset. The cats, the dogs, are they thinking scarcity? No. God is an abundant God. And so eventually what's going to happen is you're going to start to see that if God is outside of time, then you're outside of time if you're in Him and He's in you. And everything that you need, He's already provided. It's already waiting. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. It's already there. You just have to step into it by faith. Because it's the Lamb slain before the foundation world. If you can't hear what I'm saying, I'm sorry. But God has provided everything that you need right now. Are you breathing? Yes. Is there water around? Yes. Is there bread around? Yes. Bread and water? Yes. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So what you have to do is you have to renew your mind, get out of the scarcity mindset. Don't waste your money and time on foolishness. I actually unsubscribed from all the subscriptions on an app. And I'm going to do it with all the other apps. And I'm actually going to probably delete those apps. Because I did my research. A lot of times, the only reason I subscribe to those people is to see where they're coming from. I want to see how they think. Why they think that way. Study all their posts as much as I can. Go to the next. Study their post. What are they doing? Which side are they on? Which team are they on? Are they in the dark side? Or are they in the light? Are they looking for light? Or are they trying to create darkness? Are they agents of the devil or agents of God? I've done my research. And those who are ignorant agents of the devil, you can just pray for them. Those who are willingly sold their soul to the devil and are agents, I don't even pray for them, you know. They made their choice. They chose the dark side. They choose the lie. They love the lie. They believe the lie. They love the lie. They love darkness. There's a lot of people out there don't even know it's darkness that they're in. Long story short, if you just stand still, sit still, do a 300, just turn around 360 degrees, look at all the stuff around you. It's just stuff. It's just material stuff. God is a spirit. Can he not? Think about the angels that Elijah was running, and the angels came down and baked him a cake. Don't you know that the material stuff is the easy button? The spirit realm is the power. Just look around you. Look at the scissors and the drawers and the cups and the bowls and the clothes and all that's easy. Look, notice what manufacturing has done. Mankind has started a manufacturing process. They can build complex stuff, right? They take the natural resources, cut it, turn it, shave it, put it together, and make some kind of device. And notice how the prices of computers went down, phones went down. Everything that man makes initially, the price comes down. Why? Because the material realm is the easy part. The hard part is the spiritual realm. And the distractions in the material realm are to keep you from seeing the spiritual realm. So these agents are just distractors. The drama in your family is a distraction. The drama on your job is a distraction. The drama in the news is a distraction. The drama in the church is a distraction. The legalistic churches are a distraction. Come worship God. Well, I worship God 24/7 where I'm at, no matter where I'm at. Those who worship must worship in spirit and truth. Why do I need to come under your 2x4 sheetrock building to worship God? I'm always in worship. What are you talking about? Come worship God. I'm already worshiping God. What do you mean? Are you saying you want a fellowship with those who worship God? Is that what you're saying? Are y'all not worshiping God 24/7? It's kind of revealing what they're doing. It's outward shows. They're revealing. Come worship God. Wait a minute. You shouldn't say that. You should say, are you worshiping God now? Yes. Would you like to fellowship with some other people who worship God? Yes. Let's get together. You understand? They reveal their lie from the get-go just by their very words. They don't want you to come worship God. They want to take away your worship and get you to worship a building. It's right in front of you. Everything they say is revealing it. It's upside down. Everything that they say is upside down. And so why are you here? To bring things into order. To show the truth is hidden in plain view. And to take the world and flip it right side up with truth. Because everything around you is upside down. Oh no, the stock market's crashing. Oh no, the banks are closing. Oh no, the UFOs are coming. Everything is upside down to take away your peace, to take away your faith, put you in fear. So the true saints are here to bring order and to reveal these lies, to reveal the scarcity lie, to reveal the fear-mongering, to reveal the legalist, to reveal the Jezebel, to reveal the Delilah, to reveal the narcissist, the psychopaths, the sociopaths, the lies, the death cult. We're here to reveal the truth and show that, hey, you've been living in a death cult. We're trying to bring it back into order, bring your thoughts and your mind back into order, to bring you back into peace and love, agape love, and truth and joy. If you don't have joy right now, who stole your joy? Who did you give your joy away to? Is it that boyfriend or that girlfriend or that spouse or that mother-in-law or that boss? Who did you give your joy to? Who stole it from you? If you don't have joy right now, you've been duped. They stole your joy and you didn't even know it. That's sad. It's really sad. They brainwashed you and you didn't even know it. So you've been living in a scarcity mindset and you didn't even know that they did that to you. Because God is not a God of scarcity. They stole it from you. And they created minions to follow them to promote that lie. And those minions that follow, they don't even know they've been lied to. It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, it's sad. It's so sad, I don't even have words for it. Why do I do what I do? Because I want to bring the order back. It used to be I wanted to fight people who were teaching that you could lose your salvation. I wanted to fight that, bring that into order. I've already done that. They don't even bother me anymore. The legalists. I used to want to fight the legalists, the Jezebel spirit. I don't even want to do that. What I want to do now is fight the death cult. Because the death cult is the overarching pattern of the legalist, of the liars, of the false doctrine. They're all in darkness. They're all dead. They're all screaming and yelling, oh, fight the new world order. What do you mean? It's always been here. Since Genesis 3, there's always been the new world order. That's why God destroyed the earth with flood. God resets. Every day resets. Every year resets. Every 10 years resets. There's always a reset. And those who are trying to act like they know it all, in charge, Bill Gates and all his people, they're not in control. They want to make you think they're in control because that's how they get their image out there. God resets this thing. God can reset it with people who invent stuff. Do you think man really invents it? God allows a person to invent a new technology. It's all a revelation of Jesus. Every invention points to Jesus in some way, shape, or form. Either in the type or the anti-type. The type and shadow or the anti-type. It all points to the revelation of Jesus, the culmination of the ages. What did they steal from you? Did they steal your peace? Did they steal your love? Did they steal your joy? You can all get it. You can get it all back right now. Did they steal your identity? Did they steal your health? Did they steal your mind? What did they steal? You can get it back right now. All you do is say, Lord, I want my identity back. I want my peace back. I want my joy back. I want the agape. I want to be able to love my enemy, my neighbor. I want to be able to love people. They're trying to steal all that stuff that's true and right and pure and from above and without hypocrisy. The wisdom that is from above is without hypocrisy. The world's wisdom, the politics, the school, the education, Dr. Fauci, they're all contradicting each other and even themselves. And so you know that wisdom's not from above. They're a walking contradiction. Hollywood has stole your ability to entertain yourself. To create. You're just sitting there like a blob on a couch watching TV all day long. You have the creative forces within you. You don't need them. And everything they do, everything they write, and everything they act, it's already been. It's actually a reflection of you. You're actually looking at yourself on the screen. They're making millions of dollars as you watch a show about yourself. And you're just sitting there on the couch watching yourself and don't even know that you're watching yourself. It's bizarre. The whole thing is upside down. And to bring things back into order, you have to speak this out into the matrix. Let it reverberate. They might pull one piece out and then they might pull another piece. And eventually over time, all the pieces will fit together and they'll say, oh, I'm watching TV. And the only reason I get emotional and cry is because you've experienced it. Who are the script writers? They're human. So the script writers, which are human, can only write about a human experience. What do you live? A human experience. Imagine you had all the money in the world. You had this big, rich yacht, and you're out on the ocean, and you got all these people out there in the yacht, and you got a bunch of women there and people swimming, jumping in. Don't you think that would get old too? Let's go on the yacht. Okay. Next weekend, let's go on the yacht. Okay. Let's go on the yacht. Okay. Where are we going? Well, we've been everywhere. What are we going to do? We're going to swim. What else? We're going to have some food. What else? They've already done it all. Let's buy a new car. Let's buy one of them fancy cars, okay? Next week, what are we going to do? Let's go buy another fancy car. Let's go around the track. Let's race it, okay? Let's race it next week. It gets old. It doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you're middle income. It doesn't matter what you are. The stuff repeats. Let's build a business, okay? Let's build another business. Let's build another business. The eye is never full. The womb is never full. The Bible says the eye is never full. Let's learn a new programming language. Let's learn another one. Let's learn another one. Let's create another one. Just be. Just be still and know that I am right where you are. Just be still. You've got everything you need. Just do what you enjoy. Find something in Proverbs. I know it's Old Testament, but there's a verse in Proverbs that says, whatever your hands find to do, do with all your might, for in the grave there's no work. And the Bible also says, in all labor there's profit. Find something to do and do it. And find something you like and just keep doing it. Because it's no different than the richest people in the world. I mean, how many interviews is Bill Gates going to do where he just says the same stuff? Well, we're killing mosquitoes in Africa. Well, we're creating vaccines. Well, we're fighting the plague. We're trying to help the children. And we know he's lying. We know it's all lies. But that's what he does that on every interview. What is he doing? He's building himself up. Like he's some kind of lover of the world. Like he's a Mother Teresa or something. But he's a hater of the world. But what else is it? He's bored. Think about it. The man is bored. He loves when a crisis happens because he becomes a center of attention again and again and again. You don't need to focus on them. You don't need Hollywood. You don't need you have it happening right where you are. Everything that's ever happening is happening right where you are. These people eat and they sleep and they have to deal with their health stuff. Everything that you need, everything that's happening is happening right where you are. It's a fractal. washing your clothes, washing your dishes. Enjoy the now. Enjoy the here and now. What's here? What's over there is here. T-H-E-R-E. What's the difference between here and there? The letter T. And what is the letter T? The cross. So no matter where you teleport to, you're still there. If you're here, you're there, because if you teleport, you're over there, and you're over there, and you're over there, and each time you move, you're here. Every time you go somewhere, you're here. Every time you think about what you're doing now, you're in the now. Tomorrow, you will be in the now. You can't be there tomorrow. You can only be now. They stole it from you. This wisdom, they stole it from you. This knowledge, they stole it from you. And it's so simple. And all you have to do is just sit down and start really meditating on it. And you got everything you need. God is a God of abundance. Let's say you learn a new language. I want to learn a new language. Okay, well, that's fine. But are you going to learn anything new by learning a new language? Because they're just the same. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It's still the same issues in this 3D experience. You might learn some deeper concepts by comparing languages, but you can do that with your own language. I don't have a pessimistic mindset about learning new stuff. I like to learn new stuff. But I'm just saying, when you step into that new thing that you learned, you look back and you say, oh, there's really nothing new. Before you learn to ride a bike, you say, oh, it's hard to ride a bike. Then once you learn it, it's easy. Then you ride a motorcycle and you say, oh, it's scary to ride a motorcycle. Then you learn to ride and it's easy. It becomes routine. Everything becomes routine. And if everything becomes routine, you take that routine experience and you bring things into order and you go back to source and root and say, oh, okay. So God wants you to worship in the here and the now. Wherever you are at, you can worship and have peace and love and joy and truth. No matter who you're with, you don't have to be triggered by them. If they're always causing drama, get away from them. And if they see they can't trigger you, the demon in them will quit messing with you. They'll go mess with somebody else, because the demon has to try to trigger somebody. That's just the way the demon works, because the demon has no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord. There's no peace, saith the Lord, about the wicked. There's no peace in the wicked. This is why the negative side always destroys itself. The Democrats will always destroy themselves. The dark side will always destroy themselves. The witches will always destroy themselves. The thief always destroys himself. The murderer always destroys themselves. The psychopath always destroys themselves, because they're not going to learn from their mistakes. Their pride keeps them from learning from their mistakes. Wile E. Coyote never catches Roadrunner, and he always destroys himself. And he gets back up the next episode and does the same thing he did before. And he always destroys himself. Every time. Welcome to the real world.